I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. Here weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock. This is the story behind the story, the truth behind the headlines, the lying mainstream media, and the ridiculous two-party propaganda. This is Central Mississippi's safe space for you independent thinkers out there that just want the news and the truth. And this is Friday. I have a couple of standing Friday segments that I like to do. I usually try to end the show with some ridiculousness from the left. They really do some things that are, from an independent objective lens, pretty funny, almost. They're so bad. And so we end each show on Fridays now with a look back at the week of the lunatic left. But I also do a more serious segment earlier, and I typically do this at the 10 o'clock hour, called False Flag Friday. And boy, do I have one for you today. I want everybody to remember where you heard this, where you heard this explained to you months and months and months ago. False Flag Friday is an important segment for exactly the reason that I'm going to do it today. I will show you that Mike Madison is not some crazy kook, some tinfoil hat wearing guy. I bring you history. I bring you facts that are not covered by the mainstream media. And one little media outlet out there actually got to the truth of the matter, and we're going to play that next hour. I got to tell you, I take a lot of positions on this show that are not taken by the majority of conservative talk radio or liberal talk radio, but definitely not conservative talk radio. I kind of venture out on some limbs, and it's pretty nice when I see when I'm able to bring something to you that shows you why I'm there. Plenty to talk about today, though. I've got some clips. I end every Friday show with some left-wing lunacy. I've got a little bit to start. I don't know. It's some Hillary Clinton stuff. I don't know if you can call her a lunatic. She's just an evil woman. She's not very entertaining, as I'm going to show you in just a second. But there's a couple other headlines here I wanted to address. And one of them was the strong jobs numbers came in today. Now, I give Donald Trump credit for one thing, and I wish that Donald Trump and his economic policies had come into the White House about 30 years ago before they had really wrecked the whole thing. He's too late, but his intentions in those areas are certainly better than most we have seen. Big, strong jobs numbers today. I don't have the clip pulled up. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can find it real quick. But so the job numbers come in. Here's just the weird thing about it, and this is not anti-Trump or anything like that. This is just the strangeness of the way propaganda works, the way the government massages things. And again, when Donald Trump came into office, when he was campaigning, I loved listening to him because he would talk about these bogus numbers and how they're designed to let politicians see if politicians can report to us that inflation is only 1.5%. Then we don't say anything about it. If you lived through the 70s into the early 80s, inflation was running at, 10-15%. You could go out and get a 17% CD. How many of you would like a 17% CD these days? Well, that was the nice side of it, but inflation was rampant and everybody was paying attention to it because they reported inflation in a different way. Now they tamp down, they've massaged the way they report it because they know Americans aren't going to jump up and down about a 2% inflation rate or even a 2.5, maybe even a 3. That's just, what a yawn, even though that's understating it. But here's the new jobs numbers that came out today.
Here's the headline on MarketWatch. U.S. creates 263,000 jobs in April as unemployment falls to a 49-year low. Now, that's the headline. And as I say at the beginning of every show, the truth behind the headlines. Here it is, because I just had a suspicion this was going to be in here. It's the only reason I clicked on this in just a second. I mean, as soon as I saw this. Here's down in the story. The unemployment rate, meanwhile, slipped to 3.6% from 3.8% in March, marking the lowest level since December of 1969, the Labor Department said. But here's the next sentence that will get no play and nobody will pay any attention to. The decline in April stemmed from nearly 500,000 workers dropping out of the labor force. See, in this country, we've got a system, we've got this Labor Department, Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, that actually, once you drop out, once you give up looking for work, you're no longer counted as unemployed. And this is why the labor force participation rate is so important, but nobody, that's not a sexy one. No one gives it any coverage whatsoever. It's just very interesting. I cheer Trump on with the economy. I think he's the right guy to, as far as a president goes, you know, presidents don't create jobs. I can't stand it when politicians go out and talk about that they created this or they created that. All that a good politician could do is get the government out of the way of the entrepreneurs. And Trump, to his credit, is doing some of that with getting rid of regulatory structures that have been impeding progress for some time. You've got to get the government off the back of the entrepreneurs. Let businesses expand. Now, if we take this hard term left in the next election, we will undo all of that. But Trump is right on with getting rid of a bunch of needless regulations, a bunch of agencies that justify their existence by continually expanding their power and expanding regulations. And Trump is trying to roll that back. So that's the right way to do it. But ultimately, politicians don't create jobs. Entrepreneurs do. So we'll see. Certainly been some good economic news. Stock market's done very well in the first quarter of this year. So we'll see how the rest of the year goes. There's a story out. Apparently, this is an old book. I'm not really sure why the headlines came out. This is a book originally released in 2017. I just thought it was kind of funny. It's been updated with extensive new reporting throughout Obama's time in office and the run-through of Election Day, which this column writer calls electrifying. And this is what it says about Trump's election through the eyes of Obama. Obama could not believe the American people had, quote, turned on him, unquote, for a man he had written off as a cartoon. As the dust settled, Obama told his family that this hurts and blamed Clinton. This is kind of funny. And blamed Clinton, who, quote, brought many of her troubles on herself and ran a scripted, soulless campaign. Oh, you think? I mean, she did her black dialect when she went in front of black churches. Yeah, that's soulless. The eye-popping details are in the new edition of the book called Obama, The Call of History by New York Times chief White House correspondent Peter Baker. So Barack Obama can't believe that the American people turned on him. It is quite amazing. It is quite amazing that they cannot realize. Well, you know, the wealth inequality gap just yawned during the Obama administration. If you look at it, it looks like an alligator's mouth between the line between the super elites and lower and middle classes in America. Hey, this huge wealth. The bottom line is America was a mess when Obama left. That's why they voted in Donald Trump. And that's why they didn't vote in a Jeb Bush or a Hillary Clinton. Because when Obama left office, he did nothing for anybody. Yeah, he juiced the stock market and juiced the labor markets by a bunch of zero interest rates and flooded the economy with some phony money to get us this phony recovery. But he did nothing for anybody. People didn't turn on him. They turned on the results of his presidency. And it's just the height of arrogance to think that just he alone should have gotten Hillary Clinton over the finish line. And again, at least he has the ability to see that she ran a scripted and soulless campaign. That's a pretty good description. It leaves out the word evil that I like, but it's a pretty good description. When we come back a little bit from Queen Hillary, I'm telling you, I'm getting a spidey sense. I want to let you listen to Hillary Clinton in just a second. There may be another Democrat that's going to enter this crowded Democratic field for president. I know. It makes me shudder, too, to think. But she says something in one of these clips that made me go, huh? I'll be right back.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
I fear something wicked this way comes. I don't know if anybody has noticed in the past couple of weeks, we've been seeing more of Hillary Rodham Clinton lately. And to my knowledge, she doesn't have a book or anything out. There's no real reason for her to be out there, but she seems to be making the rounds. I've seen several clips of her. I don't like to bring them. Look, I can't stand listening to this woman any more than anybody else can. But I ran across this clip, and she says something in this that kind of got me thinking. I mean, is running for president for Hillary Clinton off the table completely? She's said it is, sort of, but we know she doesn't tell the truth, and she is craving for power. Listen to one of the curious things she says in this clip. She goes on the Rachel Maddow show, and I guess she's trying to be funny. She desperately needs like a View audience, you know, on The View, where these basically mostly women, I guess, in these audiences just applaud at every ridiculous left-wing talking point. She really needs that in this, but so it's kind of dry because this is the Rachel Maddow show. But listen to what she says in here.
Since Russia is clearly backing Republicans.
It's just amazing. You can't run a clip of Hillary Clinton without the first sentence that comes out of her mouth being just a disgusting lie.
Why don't we ask China to back us?
I hear. And you know, let me just further say this. The Republicans are terrible on Russia. Trump has ended up being pretty bad on Russia himself. Now, maybe people will say he was boxed into a corner and he had to do these things, but the sanctions we've levied on him, the fact that we won't let Europe trade, do oil with Russia, the fact we're trying to kick them out of Venezuela because we want in there. I mean, we're terrible on Russia. There's all kinds of sanctions on them and belligerent language coming from the whale and the walrus. For her to just say the Republicans are on, you know, the Russians want the Republicans, there's no basis to that, and why would they want the Republicans? A Republican senator and congressman come out all the time and talk about the aggressive, belligerent Russians in Ukraine. Russians have got nothing for either party in this country, and I don't blame them.
Why don't we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China, if you're listening, why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you.
Oh, see what she's doing there? Hillary Clinton. She can't even deliver a joke. She might have fed off of a crowd a little bit better if you'd had one of these mindless liberal crowds out there to cheer for her at that point, you know, like the Bill Maher crowd or the View crowd or something like that. She's got no crowd to work off of, but she's so dry and just disgusting. But keep listening.
Now, according to the Mueller report, that is not conspiracy because it's done right out in the open. So if after this hypothetical Democratic candidate says this on your show within.
What? Did you hear what she said there? I'm just telling you. I don't know. This thing is it's like the Jason movies, the Friday the 13th movies. This thing just keeps coming back.
This hypothetical Democratic candidate says.
Is she talking about herself? Is that how I'm to take that? Or is she just narrating this as saying if somebody else had said what she just said?
This on your show within hours, all of a sudden, the IRS offices are bombarded with incredibly sophisticated cyber tools.
Incredibly sophisticated cyber tools. See what she's trying to do, but she has no sense of humor.
so it's difficult to understand, so I'll narrate it for you. She's trying to do the, you know, when Trump called for them to release the, for the Russians to release the Clinton emails. The way the what she just said, the incredibly sophisticated tools that the Russians used was a phishing email sent to John Podesta that said something along the lines of, hey, man, you need to change your passcode. And so he goes, duh, okay. And he goes online. He falls for a phishing scam. This could have been a 12-year-old kid in Belarus, for all anybody knows. It was a phishing scam that John Podesta fell for, not incredibly sophisticated Russian hacking tools. And again, the DNC was not hacked. An insider leaked. They downloaded the DNC emails on site and then leaked them to WikiLeaks. It was not hacked. It's not going to stop everybody from saying it over and over again. I'm going to show you in the False Flag Friday segment next hour. I'm going to show you why you need to listen to this show instead of the endless prattling by the mainstream media and all these politicians, because they're wrong. And at least on this issue, I'm right.
For Trump's tax returns and then extracts them and then passes them to whatever the new WikiLeaks happens to be, and they start being unraveled and disclosed. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you're going to let Russia get away with what they did, and
which was placing some Facebook ads, maybe.
Are still doing, according to Christopher Wray, the current FBI director, who said that last week, they're in our election systems. We're worried about 2020, he said. So, hey, let's have a great power contest and let's get the Chinese in on the side of somebody else. Just saying that shows how absurd the situation we find ourselves in.
Now, the absurdity is the fact that y'all have been lying about this Russian influence in our election this last time around. That's the absurdity. Now, here, she's so unfunny. Somebody could have delivered that and really probably kind of gotten a chuckle or really kind of driven the point home through humor. She's soulless. She's just disgusting. I don't understand how people fall for that woman. But here's the interesting thing. So she mentions in there a hypothetical candidate, a Democratic candidate for president, after she says something. I'm telling you, this woman may be running again. She's going to swoop in as the savior and then hopefully get her butt handed to her again. But wouldn't it be great to see Hillary Clinton lose for a third time? I got to tell you, that might be worth it. And the Trump-Hillary matchup in the campaigns, that would be also be very entertaining. So right now, I'll go Biden or Clinton as far as the entertainment value. But should Hillary Clinton run and shudder the thought, but if she should win, people would think that that's going to make Bill Clinton the first gentleman, I think they're calling him. I don't think Bill's going to make it. Listen to this clip. Now, this is a Comedy Central guy. Again, so Hillary Clinton couldn't be funny on Rachel Maddow because she has no sense of humor or human emotions. So they go to Comedy Central, which again is chronically unfunny because of their turn to the left. This is a guy named Jordan Klecker. He does a Comedy Central show. And just again, think about this. This is Comedy Central, and they still can't be funny because they've tied themselves to the Clintons.
Here's an interesting one. Fund a audiobook of the Mueller Report as read by Hillary Clinton.
Oh, gosh, I would definitely contribute to that.
Yeah?
Mm, sure. They're talking about, he's talking about crowdfunding stuff. You know, what would they crowdfund? I want you to listen to Bill Clinton's voice in this thing, though. I'm telling you, this guy is not long for this world.
It would take a long time to record that.
I think you'd need 2 weeks and a couple of lozenges.
Yeah, lots and lots of lozenges.
Why am I crowdfunding audiobooks with the Clintons? For the last 6 months, for my new show, I've been on the front lines of American activism. I've seen people run for office, sink boats, and get arrested. Enacting change is hard. But this week, we saw a real difference made from, of all things, the internet.
A GoFundMe soared to its goal of more than $1.8 million overnight.
I wanted in on the crowdsourcing game, so I brought in some trusty advisors.
You guys need to help me spend $1,000 of my own dollars on worthwhile causes that are hopefully going to make for a better future.
Let's try.
All right, somebody's trying to raise money to take a law class to impeach Donald Trump.
No, unless this person is already in the Congress.
This is a guy who just wants to take a few law classes to attempt to impeach Donald Trump.
Yeah, but he's not in a position to do that.
We got to really digest what's in the Mueller report because we know what the Attorney General said about it is not true.
Listen to Pop Pop there. Holy cow. That dynamic 1990s president, the politician to end all politicians, he does not sound well.
No.
That he misrepresented it.
But, he should go to law school. Maybe we should send him to law school.
We're a no on this guy who wants to take a law class to him.
I agree.
Okay. But we should start a Kickstarter to send William Barr
back to law school for continuing legal education.
Great. Yeah, they have somebody wanting to fund his continuing legal education. I would be for that.
Wow. Bill. All his hard partying, his lifestyle seems to have caught up with him. So I don't know. We'll see. Is Hillary Clinton actually going to stick her snout back into the political pool and run for president again? I got to tell you, I don't think you can count that demon out. But I don't know Bill's going to make it. I got to say, a couple of years ago, I thought Hillary was going down. I did really question her health. I was guess I was wrong about that, or maybe she's had enough baby's blood to rejuvenate over the past couple of years. But I think she may be back. We'll see. Be right back.
Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he's the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love
me
so.
Podcast this show. It recorded. You can go and subscribe on Apple Podcast. It shows up there every day. My podcast page is themikemadisonshow.podbean.com, but the quickest way to get there is just to go to wyeb.com, go down to my show page, and you click through and get to my podcast. I kind of like that because I've got this body of work out there now where I can you can go back and check things that I've said in the past or you know re-listen and say, is this guy really shooting us straight? I've got a story next hour. I got to tell you, it's like an exclamation point on many of the shows that I have done over the past couple of years. But I told you yesterday, you weren't listening, I told you yesterday that they are going to try to sell you with the $2 trillion infrastructure package. They came out with this $2 trillion figure. I just laughed. I mean, it was just, you know, this was Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Donald Trump. I guess they both got $1 trillion. And I just laughed when I heard it. I mean, what else are you going to do at this point? To have a bunch of politicians sitting in a room deciding how they're going to spend $2 trillion of American taxpayer dollars. They did not come out and saying, well, infrastructure is a priority, so it looks like we're going to have to eliminate this department and this department and this department and this department because we've got to get this infrastructure going. That I might be able to get behind. But what they did was just come out and say, well, we're going to spend $2 trillion on infrastructure. And collectively, people cheer. Oh, yes. Democrats are going to take care of the unions and green energy stuff, and Donald Trump's going to fulfill a campaign promise and do his infrastructure, and everybody, oh, that's fantastic. And then everybody says, well, just curious, how are you going to pay for it? Well, they've got this thing that I reported on yesterday called the GAIN Act. I can't remember the moniker of this thing. I don't even want to bother to look it up. But they're about to sell it to you. And I told you that yesterday. This is coming down the pike. That's why I try to get out ahead of these stories so that at least my listeners know when they're being conned, because most people will not. And here is a clip I found this morning of Kevin McCarthy. He's on board. Listen to how excited he gets when they talk about this funding mechanism. Because, again, Now think about this. This is the leading Republican in the House, and he is, you know, they're asking him about the $2 trillion, and he's a little sheepish when they say the words $2 trillion out there, because as a Republican, he knows he's supposed to be for limited spending. But he gets real excited when he starts to explain how they're going to pay for it.
Are House Republicans going to rally behind a comprehensive package for $2 trillion?
He just stares at him for a second. He's just, I mean, it's got to be pretty tough for a Republican that goes out and campaigns on fiscal responsibility to respond quickly to a $2 trillion tab on something. But here he goes.
Pay for is always the difficult part.
How do you pay for it?
You know, there is a bipartisan bill out there.
Oh, look at that. Here we go. He's kind of getting animated now. He's excited.
That could pay for part of it. It's called the GAIN Act. You know who supports the GAIN Act? You have the Black Caucus and the Freedom Caucus.
Isn't this only $100 billion?
$100 million that's you don't have to raise taxes on. It's a start of where you go. It goes to the 100th poorest districts. It has bipartisan support already. That's a good start.
There you go. Kevin McCarthy. See, they are about to roll this thing out and sell you on the GAIN Act. Now, as I reported yesterday, the only problem with this is, and you can listen to the podcast from yesterday if you want me to explain to you what the GAIN Act is. The problem is, if everything's so easy, if we've got all this extra money laying around, which is what they propose in the GAIN Act, why don't they tap that and pay down the debt? And if we've got all this extra money laying around, why don't they not spend an extra, you know, go run a $1.3 trillion budget deficit year after year after year after year? But don't ask those questions, Mike. They've got it all figured out. We're going to get our infrastructure package. This was, I got a couple of clips here I wanted to play. I guess I'll start with this one. This was, you know, I'm not keeping up with every machination of the Mueller report and Bob Barr's testimony. To me, it's a giant yawn. The big story there is there's massive corruption in our government. The parts that are underreported is it's been under all administrations, particularly bad under the Obama administration. The spying on Donald Trump was very egregious. It's definitely a story, but, you know, all of the players and just 2 years of it, maybe it's just me, but I just zone out. If I thought for a second they were going to hold any of the real leaders of this attempted coup against Donald Trump accountable, I might sit up and pay attention, but I'm cynical. Why invest myself emotionally in this stuff when nobody's going to pay a price for it in the end? You know, and I'm going to ask one question real quick, too, before I play this crazy Chris Cuomo clip. I'm curious at this point, after all of that we know, because I hear conservative after conservative after conservative breaking down all these abuses of the system by the Obama administration and people in the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA and, you know, British MI6. And I hear all of this, but as conservatives spend 2 years reporting about these abuses, the FISA courts, everything else, is anyone calling for an end of the power to these agencies? Is anybody calling for an end to this, to strip them of this power? See, libertarians saw this Patriot Act and this encroachment into privacy and warrantless searching and unmasking and all. They saw this a mile away, and they tried to warn people about this Patriot Act thing. But conservatives cheered it. They just loved giving away their privacy because that was going to keep us safe. Now, I understand 9/11 was a jarring event. Maybe we weren't thinking clearly then. But what about now? I don't hear one single conservative commentator talking about how we should strip the FBI, the CIA, the NSA of these powers. They're going to be abused again. Next time you try to elect a disruptor president, it's going to happen all over again. This is how they crush people that are not part of the game. They stop them in primaries. I mean, they're probably very promising people out there that want to run for something. And number one, the party establishments will be against them. But if that doesn't work, then God knows what the NSA can go through to try to blackmail them or extort them or whatever. It's just amazing to me. The conservative movement is just asleep on this because we're so in love with what we believe is just law enforcement and the war on terror makes us feel tough. The abuses of this stuff are going to continue unless we take the power back away from this stuff. And this came out just a couple of days ago. I had it in my notes, didn't get to it. The Trump administration has signaled in recent weeks that it may seek the permanent renewal of a surveillance law that has, among other things, enabled the NSA to gather and analyze Americans' phones records as a part of terrorism investigations, according to five U.S. officials familiar with the matter. The White House, these officials said, was prepared to issue a public statement calling on Congress to reauthorize in full Section 215 of the Patriot Act, which in the past has been the focus of heated debate over the acceptable bounds of government surveillance. The Trump administration that was actually abused by these endless powers of the intelligence agencies, this three-letter soup of nastiness, wants to make this stuff permanent. It is no talk of reform or anything that I've seen. The Trump administration wants to make this kind of spying on people permanent. And conservatives will go along with it because Trump says they would. And it's called the Patriot Act, so it makes us feel tough. Makes us feel like good Americans to support the surveillance of the American people. It's like bizarro world. But I'm the only person saying it, so maybe I'm the one that's crazy, and it's not the fact that we have devolved into what was the Soviet Union in the 1980s that I was raised to believe was an evil empire. And we've devolved into that, and now even Trump is a victim of this thing. He wants to make it permanent. It's shocking stuff. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back to the objective journalist Chris Cuomo on CNN. He's interviewing Mike Mukasey, who is a former attorney general, talking about Bob Barr and the Mueller stuff. And I'm not going to do all the players and report endlessly on the Mueller. It's so boring to me. But this clip was just pretty fascinating when you think about CNN. And here's the thing about CNN that's the mystery to me. Their ratings are tanking. They weren't great to start with, but the Mueller stuff, the hate Trump stuff attracted some people to their network. But apparently their ratings are diving. Now, this is a media organization run by people. It's a private industry, supposedly. There's no telling what kind of money they get from the government to put out this kind of garbage that they put out. But they're supposedly a business. You would think that they would reverse course when they see the people are speaking. The free market is speaking in a way because you don't have to tune into CNN unless you're sitting in an airport. And people are leaving in droves and their ratings are tanking. And they're not changing their tact at all. I don't know if that's tone deafness. I don't know if they somehow get backdoor money to play the deep state game. I don't know what it is, but it is really stunning stuff. And Chris Cuomo's at the tip of this spear. I'm going to play this clip when we come back, and I want people to listen to it as an objective journalist having an interview on an objective news network. It's laughable. All night
with the king. Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
All right, we're back. Stick around for this next segment. If you would, just stay with me to the top of the hour. Or replay the show later. I want you to hear something. I've got a clip. I do some of these segments that are a little avant-garde, I'll say, for a conservative talk radio, pointing to some things that nobody else will talk about. And one of my segments is False Flag Friday. There is a clip. If you've been listening to this show at all, you've heard the accusations I've made, the conclusions that I've come to that nobody else is talking about, not on Fox News, not on most conservative shows. Well, I'm going to show you where the truth lies. I mean, This information is out there. It's so funny that some of the most important things in the world that are going on are not being reported by anybody. And that's how I use my 2 hours every day. Got somebody on the phone. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, Willie. How are you doing?
All right. Mike, I was saying that I noticed that yesterday I kept hearing on TV and on radio, Nancy Pelosi saying he lied to us, the Congress, and that's against the law. You know, that's a crime.
Right.
And I'm saying, well, why isn't it a crime for you to lie to the American people? I mean, Congressman, and I'm getting the impression that that maybe they think that we work for them.
Absolutely, they
you
do.
Know? Well, they work for us, and I think it's about time for we, the people, to start demanding that they do what we set them to do.
Absolutely. Willie, have you ever been to a political, you know, or any group where one of our royalty walking in the room, if you were at like a Rotary Club or at a church gathering or something like that, and somebody like Roger Wicker walks in, have you ever seen how people react? They applaud. They want to get selfies with them. I mean, and this is Benny Thompson, any of them, they come back and everybody wants to be part of the club so much that they're slapping them on the back and they're posting pictures to Facebook page. Look who I was with today. That's why they think that we work for them. We've put them on this pedestal like they're some kind of royalty.
Well, I think it's about time, Mike, for us, I mean, like us, we the people, to start demanding them to earn the pay that we're paying them to be there.
Yes.
You know, and I really do. And I feel like this right here, the many years I spent in the military, if you didn't do what you're told to do, you didn't stay in the military.
Yeah, well,
they're going to kick you out.
There is zero accountability, and it's because of this hyper-partisanship we've got in this country. They've got us trained that, you know, the Republicans in Mississippi, we can speak to this one because you and I, we have this experience of this. They know Cindy Hyde-Smith, Roger Wicker, Greg Harper, these people know they don't have to deliver. All they have to do is come back whenever it's time to campaign and tell you that if you don't vote for us, the Democrats are going to get control. So,
right.
and that's a legitimate fear. The problem is we won't even primary these people. You know what I mean? If Cindy Hyde-Smith, if Roger Wicker, if Thad Cochran, if any of these people had gone up there and done nothing, you would think at least Mississippi would go, okay, we want to stick with the Republican Party. We don't want the Democrats in charge, but this person's not doing it, so we're going to challenge them in the primary. But we're so in love, and our identity is in the GOP and the state party, and you want to be on Phil's team, and you want to be on Fordyce's team. This is been going on for decades. So we give money to the party. The party handpicks the candidate, and then they crush anybody, any challengers that come against them. And the Mississippi people just go, "Oh, okay, we'll elect another rhino because we're scared the Democrats are going to take control." I mean, it's a head game that is played. As I say, it is battered voters syndrome is what we are suffering.
All right. Well, Mike, again, I want to wish you a very blessed weekend. Okay?
You too. Thanks, Willie. I appreciate the call.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was reminding me of something. Oh, yeah. I ran across a story that I just thought was interesting. You know, I never thought I'd live to see the day where Russia, yeah, I'm a child of the 80s, the Cold War, the Rocky, Drago versus Balboa, you know, I never thought I'd live to see a day that Russia was the rational actor on the world stage and that the U.S. foreign policy team was the evil empire globally. But we are there. We are there and have been there for at least the last 20 years. And now I'm living to see that the French... The French are more courageous than the average American are. That may trigger some people, but I'm telling you, they've been wimpy for a long time. Granted, they have stewed in socialism and all kinds of stuff, and they surrendered in World War II, all that stuff. But I got to tell you, they are tougher right now than the Americans are. I didn't think I'd be able to see that, but something's boosted their testosterone, and the American male has been helpless to rein in our government. The yellow vest, there's a story that they took a bus to London to protest an Assange extradition hearing. The yellow vests have been in the streets in France for something like 31 weeks or something like that. They are not putting up with it anymore. The French, that's right. You can make all your little comments about freedom fries and all that stuff, but the French are showing us how to take a government back while we just sit around and play fantasy football. Here is Chris Cuomo. Just think about this. This is supposedly an objective journalist on one of the most highly regarded national 24/7 news channels. Listen to him. I'm going to just be quiet. Just listen to him. He's talking to Michael Mukasey, a former attorney general, about the Barr testimony.
Consider this. He's being investigated for a crime that didn't happen and that he certainly didn't commit.
Who says it didn't happen? Russian interference happened.
Russian interference happened, for sure. But cooperation and conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians did not happen. And that was
to a criminal level, no, says Mr. Mueller.
To any level.
I don't know about any level, but it's a criminal level.
I don't know. You know, I mean, Chris, I'm Chris Cuomo. I know more than the Mueller team who investigated this and spent $36 million and interviewed 500 people and issued, God knows how, 5,000 subpoenas or whatever they did. I know more than them because I'm Chris Cuomo.
I do.
I'll give you.
Okay. And he, there's an investigation going on, not for a month or 6 months, but for 2 years, close to 2 years. And his administration is laboring under the shadow of that investigation. And people alleging that it happened, there are going to be indictments and so on and so forth.
But this is a special counsel, and it was put together by Rosenstein because...
And he also, Cuomo, you know, he comes across as an authority. You know, well, I'll let you say what you want to say, but there was collusion, there was obstruction. You know, he's just so pompous and pious. And listen to all the mistakes he's about to make as he tries to go toe-to-toe with a former attorney general.
Because he wanted it separate from the DOJ because of what he saw as potential...
It's not separate from the DOJ.
I know.
It's within the DOJ.
But as a mechanism. Separate. I know it's under the DOJ. I understand how the guidelines are written. I understand why they were written because we didn't like what the independent counsel was.
It's not just the guidelines. We have three branches of government.
I understand.
This is within the executive.
I understand.
We don't sprout a new branch of government.
But what your friend did is not just by the book. He took it on himself to decide this rule. He didn't have to do that.
Of course he had to do it.
Why?
Who was going to decide whether to indict or not?
Congress. It's a political matter. Leave it to them.
They decide whether to impeach.
Yeah, so we're going to start doing indictments in this country based on politics. This is Chris Cuomo, but listen to me. He's supposed to be an objective journalist.
Or not.
And Mike,
they don't
you're skipping the big point, which you taught me about very
that
early
is the
on.
Big point.
They can't indict him. That is the opinion from the OLC. So there is nothing to decide on that level. It is purely political. It always
Congress
would be.
Congress doesn't indict. Congress can
I know.
Impeach.
I'm using it as just a, you know, a metaphor here.
But
we know you.
That is your objective journalist at CNN, essentially debating a former attorney general trying to break down the facts. Stay with me. Be right back.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
We are back. This is the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. I am your host, Mike Madison, and I do a segment every Friday that I call False Flag Friday because I like alliteration, and it kind of rolls off the tongue. Easy to remember. I should just call it Exposing the Warmongers and the War Profiteers and the Empire that the politicians in Washington, D.C., in both parties, have convinced you to sign on to. I'm pro-national defense. I am anti-preemptive or expansionist wars. That's where I am. It seems to make some logical sense to me, but I know I'm going upstream. You're supposed to support every military action because it shows the power and the leadership of the United States, but after $7 trillion in the Middle East, do you think we're better off? And we're poised for a whole other part of the world. We've decided South America needs some intervention, too, with what's going on in Venezuela. But I'm going to show you in just a second why I do this segment. Because you will be, should you listen to this segment, if anybody does, you'll be one of the few people in your little friend group that really understands how the world works, and you'll have more knowledge than anybody else in that group, because 98% of the American people are completely blind to this stuff. And I'm going to show you how right I was months and probably more than a year ago now. But before I do that, I'm going to show you I don't know if we can classify this as a false flag. All I'm saying is, well, I'll play this clip first. This is from CNBC in here. It's talking about the drug manufacturer's profits.
A lot of earnings coming out this morning. Let's start with Eli Lilly. Looked like kind of a mixed quarter, and you can kind of see that in the trading this morning. Eli Lilly trading down a little bit there. Moving along to Pfizer, that one coming in, beat and raise for new CEO Albert Bourla. This is his first quarter as CEO of the company. He started January 1st. Pfizer did $8.9 billion in stock buybacks in the quarter. They've got another more than $5 billion in share repurchases authorized, so they've been spending a lot of their cash there, but everybody's always wondering about M&A for them. We'll round it up with Merck.
Here
that
comes.
One coming in a beat as well, as you just detailed earlier. They're citing growth in oncology and vaccines there. And oncology, of course, their major drug is Keytruda, that huge immunotherapy cancer drug, coming in at $2.27 billion. That was actually slightly less than what analysts were looking for, but you do see the stock up 2.7%.
And now here it comes. Good news at Merck.
In the early market. One more thing to note on Merck, they make the MMR vaccine. That's the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. And they cited growth there for their pediatric vaccine business because of higher demand in the U.S. and in Europe. So we'll see whether that continues with the current outbreak, guys.
Yes, isn't that interesting? Now, am I a conspiracy theorist? Am I some crazy guy? Let's just say, I'm just saying, over the past couple of years, whatever your stance is on vaccines, there have been a lot of questions about the safety of these things. Now, those are swatted away by the mainstream media constantly, where they say, now listen to me, they say the science is settled. There is no connection between these vaccines and autism. Yet there are studies after studies. There's a whistleblower that came from the CDC that said we covered up evidence of links between vaccines and autism. This was a guy at the top, William, I can't remember his name, but he was one of the top guys at the CDC. And he said we covered up studies. But if you listen to the media, and here's how I try to get conservatives to connect this. This is just like the science is settled on climate change. You know, even though all of their prognostications are wrong constantly, they say the science is settled. If you disagree with climate science, this is what the left tells you. If you disagree with a climate change science, you're some kind of an anti-science person. Well, it's the same thing done in the vaccine world. So people were starting to question some of these things, and I would imagine that put maybe a little bit of a dent in Merck's stuff. And suddenly, am I just being cynical? Am I being suspicious? Am I being paranoid? Suddenly, there's the measles going to kill us all. Now, all of the networks, where have you heard about this measles outbreak? You've heard it on the mainstream networks, right? And they make it sound like, and again, I played the Brady Bunch clip. I won't do it again. You know, measles used to be, I got the measles. I can walk through society pretty easily now because I've already had the measles. So now I'm lifetime immune to it. Didn't kill me. Wasn't a tragic event. Got the measles. Now, maybe for some people it's a complication, but I got to tell you, life is full of health challenges for certain people. That is part of life. It's a shame, but it's true. But you would think that the measles is about to kill us all if you don't get your shot. Merck, who is one of the biggest advertisers on all these networks, is selling a boatload of vaccines now, and the stock price is up. So it's kind of like the war machine. Maybe you just never fight against the pharmaceutical model either. Load up on pharmaceutical and vaccine manufacturer stocks and defense contractor stocks. All right, when I come back, I'm going to play a great clip from One American News. The lone outlet out there that will cover this story outside of the Mike Madison Show. Stay with me.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com. All right, welcome back to the Mike Madison Show, the lone voice out in the wilderness questioning a bunch of these official narratives. And one of the biggest ones we've seen in the last couple of years was in Syria. Now, the media breathlessly reported that Assad had gassed his own people several times, and I came on this air after each one of those while I was on the air and said, why would he do this? Why would Assad was about to win his war, win the civil war, and at the last minute, after Trump says, well, we're pulling out, looks like Assad's going to stay, all this stuff, he would gas his own people, and then suddenly we surge back in to take on the Assadists. I'm going to let you listen. I kind of ran across this clip for a different reason, but this is it's not just us. Here is David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England, talking about it.
The question before the House today is how to respond to one of the most abhorrent uses of chemical weapons in a century, slaughtering innocent men, women, and children in Syria. It is not about taking sides in the Syrian conflict. It is not about invading. It is not about regime change or even working more closely with the opposition. It is about the large-scale use of chemical weapons and our response to a war crime, nothing else.
Okay, there you go. So this is everywhere. And our media came out and reported on these gas attacks that always remember these kinds of words. Intelligence agencies, it is the consensus of the intelligence agencies that this was perpetrated by Assad. If you remember the last two so-called chemical attacks that Assad launched on his own people were responded to by Donald Trump with 100 Tomahawk cruise missiles landing, at a cost to the American taxpayer of a couple $100 million. No biggie. Not to mention the billions of dollars it took to get us in place to launch these things and the sole of the boots on the ground we've had over there. And as I reported yesterday, the plan is we are going to stay in Syria to control one third of that country permanently. And this is all in response to the media and these politicians. That was David Cameron in Great Britain, John Bolton, Mike Pompeo here, the whale and the walrus, Lindsey Graham, John McCain. They all told you, Assad must go. Look what he's doing to his own people. And there's one lone voice in the wilderness. The little old Mike Madison Show said, this doesn't make any sense. This is ridiculous, and I covered it many times on False Flag Friday. And that leads me to this. This is One American News Network. You think Fox is telling you the truth about any of this stuff? Fox is a huge cog in the war machine. They bring on lobbyist after lobbyist after lobbyist, connected war profiteers, but they fail to disclose to you that these people have industry ties when they come out and tell you things like Assad gassed his own people. This is a crime against humanity. The Americans are too good to sit by and allow this to happen. Fox News is propagandizing you so hardcore for decades now. I think that's why conservatives are on board with all these interventions. They're doing it today with Venezuela. Here is One American News Network. Thank goodness for them.
At least 40 members of the terrorist-linked White Helmets have admitted they staged fake chemical attacks to provoke retaliation against the Syrian government. Members of the group, who won an Oscar for their Netflix documentary, came out in recent interviews for a study presented to the United Nations and confessed they had, in fact, faked the attacks. According to Maxim Grigoriev, the director for the Foundation of the Study of Democracy, the White Helmets provided a detailed description of the methods commonly used by their organization to fake the scenes.
Now, think about this. Our government came out and told you that the intelligence agencies believed that these gas attacks happened, that they were launched by the Assad regime.
This is why I tell you, these three-letter agencies, CIA, NSA, FBI, these things are rotten to the core. Not just against Trump. This deep state is rotten to the core. Now, what he's about to explain to you, I told you when this happened that these attacks, number one, didn't make any sense. They only served the interest of the radical jihadist. Bashar al-Assad gained nothing by these things. The same way I told you that there was no way Kim Jong-un was just going to launch a nuke at the United States. It made no sense. Why would he do that? He would just be annihilated. He's got a good life. He doesn't want to screw things up. He's king of the world over North Korea. But our intelligence estimates said that he was a danger to Los Angeles and Seattle. And oh my God, he can get a nuke to Dallas, Texas now. I told you at the time what other independent journalists around the world were reporting, because nobody else will talk about these things except me, was that this last chemical attack was completely bogus. Essentially, what happened was a couple of guys ran into an emergency room shouting gas, 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 and freaked everybody out. Nothing had happened. One of them just happened to have a camera to film it while they did that. But listen to how they actually do these things. Another thing to point out, the white helmets. Ah, the white helmets. Hollywood has extolled the virtues of the white helmets. These brave rescue workers who tread into war-torn areas to help the people against this horrible Assad regime. And yet the little old Mike Madison show will point you to pictures of the white helmets raising ISIS flags and waving them in town squares as ISIS conquers one town after another in Syria at the time. You've been propagandized to believe that the white helmets, and I got to give it to them, from a marketing standpoint, calling them the white helmets, pretty good move. I mean, it's like the white-hatted cowboys, right? They're the white helmets, Mike. They're the good guys. No, they were the propaganda arm of radical jihadists, the pit bulls, the mercenary army that our intelligence services use to topple governments around the world, along with Saudi Arabia and Israel, that have all, the three of us and some other Western powers, have been funding these radical jihadist groups as mercenary armies to take out anybody we didn't want, either for their oil or because Saudi Arabia or Israel had a problem with them, so we had to topple them. Again, this is how these attacks actually go down. And remember, I mean, I can't qualify this enough. ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR, PBS, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, Fox Business News, Washington Times, Washington Post, LA Times. They have all reported to you about these horrific attacks from the Assad regime on their own people. Like it was a fact. They say it over and over again. You'll still hear them reference it. Now they'll say things like, well, we can't withdraw our troops from Syria because we've seen what happens when we leave there. Assad attacks his own people. No, he doesn't. It's just a lie. And they repeat it over and over and over again in what are supposedly the most credible news sources out there. And because I'm speaking to a conservative audience, I'm telling you, Fox News is one of the worst perpetrators of this kind of propaganda for war. Listen to how it actually goes down.
The admissions came after a thorough fact-finding mission carried out in Syria, which uncovered numerous members of the terrorist-affiliated group, as well as dozens of other actors who took part in the fake attacks. Grigoryev explained the participants were often innocent bystanders who were taken advantage of by the white helmets. Many were living in poverty and agreed to participate just to earn a few dollars to buy food for their families. A woman recounts how the white helmets members gave her a white sheet to wrap around herself and says she was then told to lie motionless on the ground. She was even instructed to fill her mouth with toothpaste so she would appear to be choking on chemical weapons. Another man says he was told to close his eyes and play dead while the white helmets filmed him being taken to a hospital. And in Douma, the site of last year's chemical attack near Damascus, a white helmets member says that local children were given candy as a reward for acting like they were sick on camera.
What else do I need to say? I'm almost speechless. Thank goodness this has come to light in little old One America News. You think this is going to play on Fox News? No. It does not serve the war profiteers who support Fox News. You think it's going to be on MSNBC? Nope. Same people fund them. Same giant media corporation. The war profiteers are out to extract money from you and me for their own profit, and they don't care how many people suffer. Again, about, I think it was in total in the two launches, Trump launched over 150, maybe it was up to 200 Tomahawk missiles in response to these attacks that were so blatantly, so obviously dissected as a false flag that I don't know if Trump knew it, but he did it anyway because his advisor told him, hey, you're going to look weak if you don't respond to this. These warmongers he surrounded himself with. Or if he really believes that this happened, that his advisors have actually tricked him into believing that this stuff happens. This is why I do this segment. It is a lie. They are lying to you. And the reason that it is so important right now is because I don't know we make it throughout the weekend without them doing something along these lines of Venezuela. Now, Juan Guaido, the guy that's been leading the armed revolt, the violent overthrow by co-opting part of the military and telling people to take to the streets, many of whom will die, is running the risk of being arrested in Venezuela. Now, are you going to see that? Because Mike Pompeo says that will be a serious escalation of things if Maduro arrests Juan Guaido. And I ask again, if Donald Trump, Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton was faced with somebody who was attempting to overthrow our elected government by using the military, by a military coup and military force with violence, do you think that any of those presidents of the United States would lock up the person leading a violent attempt at a coup? Of course we would. But Mike Pompeo is going to come onto Fox News and all of the other networks and the Sunday shows and say, we cannot stand by while Maduro locks up opposition leaders. Juan Guaido is now the leader of a coup against that government. What? And I don't like the Maduro regime. I wish they would go democratically. The Venezuelan people have got some work to do on their country, don't they? But it's the Venezuelan people, not the American military, not Mike Pompeo, not the whale and the walrus and the rest of these neocon pieces of human filth that have surrounded and infected the Trump administration. You are going to be sold further escalation in Venezuela based on exactly the same kind of format that they used for Syria. They're going to lie to you about it. They're going to tell you that Maduro arresting a guy that was leading an armed military coup. When they arrest him, you're going to be told that's a horrible, oppressive thing. Yet you and I know, intellectually, the United States would do the same thing. Any country would arrest the leader of an attempted coup on an elected government. Good leaders would do that. They'd do it in Britain. They would do it in Canada. They would do it in Australia. They would do it in Paraguay. You can't let people just go in and confiscate parts of the military and have them try to overthrow your government. Maduro's a bad guy, but, I mean, are we going to blame him for arresting somebody that was attempting to overthrow his government? But Mike Pompeo is going to tell you, yes, that's an escalation. There's also the possibility you're going to see Juan Guaido die. I believe he's outlived his usefulness. He has proven ineffectual, and part of the reason is we picked a guy that 81% of Venezuelans had never even heard of last year. We picked him as the president, and that's just because he was trained up in either Washington, D.C. or Langley, Virginia, or CIA. He's our guy. He's our puppet. He was put down there for a purpose. He's been lying in wait for a few years. He got his training several years ago leading up to this moment. Unfortunately, it's floundering. The overthrow is not going as planned. Isn't that strange that John Bolton could get something so wrong? Oh, that's right. He's gotten everything he's ever tried wrong. And for some reason, he's risen to the level of national security advisor again for the United States under Donald Trump. So when you hear that Maduro has attacked his own people, we saw the footage the other day of the armed truck driving across some people. They were throwing Molotov cocktails at this truck. The soldiers were probably scared out of their minds. Yeah, people are going to be sacrificed. John Bolton will not lose a minute sleep if Venezuela dissolves into a complete civil war with tens of thousands of deaths. John Bolton will sleep like a baby because he's a psychopath. He is a psychopath. And he'll come on television and he'll lie to you. And Mike Pompeo will come on television and lie to you. Lindsey Graham will lie to you. Marco Rubio will lie to you about this. False flags happen. I may come back and play this clip again. I may play it again right now. Just to show you. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to prove my point any more than this. It's admitted. These attacks that prompted us launching Tomahawk missiles into Syria were based on a complete lie. We have lived this out in real time since I have been on this radio station. False flags happen. I'm thinking about doing some t-shirts that say false flags matter, because they do. Here's the clip one more time as I go out of this segment.
At least 40 members of the terrorist-linked White Helmets have admitted they staged fake chemical attacks to provoke retaliation against the Syrian government. Members of the group, who won an Oscar for their Netflix documentary, came out in recent interviews for a study presented to the United Nations and confessed they had, in fact, faked the attacks. According to Maxim Grigoriev, the director for the Foundation of the Study of Democracy, the White Helmets provided a detailed description of the methods commonly used by their organization to fake the scenes. The admissions came after a thorough fact-finding mission carried out in Syria, which uncovered numerous members of the terrorist-affiliated group, as well as dozens of other actors who took part in the fake attacks. Grigoriev explained the participants were often innocent bystanders who were taken advantage of by the White Helmets. Many were living in poverty and agreed to participate just to earn a few dollars to buy food for their families. A woman recounts how the White Helmets members gave her a white sheet to wrap around herself and says she was then told to lie motionless on the ground. She was even instructed to fill her mouth with toothpaste so she would appear to be choking on chemical weapons. Another man says he was told to close his eyes and play dead while the White Helmets filmed him being taken to a hospital. And in Douma, the site of last year's chemical attack near Damascus, a White Helmets member says that local children were given candy as a reward for acting like they were sick on camera.
And that's how the world works. I'll be right back.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
Getting towards the end of a Friday show, and I try to a little bit of red meat for the conservative audience out there, just pointing out the ridiculousness of the left as we look back. I've really struggled to title this thing, but it's kind of a look back at the lunatic left from the past week. Some, you know, it wasn't anything really funny, like laugh, ha-ha stuff this time. It's just some absolute absurdity coming out of some of the presidential candidates. And then I have another story here I may get to. The Baltimore mayor, I don't know if you follow this story, but I smell a rat here, too. Democratic mayor of Baltimore. Before I get to that, though, I always want to remind people heading into the weekend, you're looking for something to do with the kids, you want to check out a baseball game on TV with the guys, whatever you want to do, go get some good food at Your Pie out in Gluckstadt. They are at 340 Calhoun Station Parkway out there by Germantown High School. This is the pizza place you need to head to, particularly if you've got kids, because you get to make your own pizza. They can pick their own. I get so tired, my kids. I'll just have a cheese pizza. I was like, ah, what a yawn. But I'm a meat eater, so I always had to sacrifice and go with what they wanted. You know, that's what the tyranny of having children. But at Your Pie, you get it your way. Everybody gets their own individual 10-inch brick oven-fired pizza. They're fantastic. You can get them gluten-free if you had food intolerances. You want to be non-dairy. You want to be vegan. They've got it all out there. They also have paninis, salads, gelato, craft beer selection. It's a fantastic place owned by a couple of great guys. They are veterans. here. So please go out and support that veteran-run business out in Gluckstadt. Again, that is your pie. And if you want it delivered, if you can't get out to their fine establishment, but you still want the great food from your pie, then you can get them now. Download the Waiter app and just look for your pie up there in Gluckstadt, and they will bring that fine food to you. Big shout-out to those people. Go check them out. All right, Joe Biden, in his running, there's a condescension, kind of like what Willie was talking about last hour. You know, why do these politicians think that we work for them instead of them working for us? Well, it's because we've allowed them to operate that way. We've fallen in love with our parties and with our politicians. And so, of course, they feel like they're rock stars or royalty because we treat them like that. I would feel that way, too, if people did that to me constantly. Eventually, you just get in the mindset, oh, I'm at the top of the heap. I was coming here to work for the American people, but good grief, they're licking my boots constantly. I guess I can do whatever I want to. Joe Biden is one of the more smug, more pompous, and, you know, he's getting in some trouble. Now, I understand the Ukraine deal, and there's some China stuff out there. Joe Biden's been involved in some real corruption that I hope comes to light. The touchy-feely stuff is just disgusting, and he should have a problem with that, particularly in the Me Too moment. But what's funny is, listen to this non-apology from Joe Biden. They try to, on The View, force him into an apology. This is the biggest non-apology I've ever heard.
Thing having to do with harassment or anything else.
Right, they have said that, but they have also said we'd like an apology.
Well, look, I'm really sorry if they, what I did in talking to them, trying to console, that in fact they took it a different way. And it's my responsibility.
You hear that? I'm sorry if these hysterical women who just can't understand someone trying to help them took it the wrong way. No, they're saying they don't like your creepy hands on them. Apologize for putting your creepy hands on strangers and women who did not want to be anywhere near you and did not want physical, intimate contact with you. Just say, I'm sorry I did that. But he can't. I'm sorry if they took it the wrong way. That's his level of an apology. He's going to get away with it because, you know, he's supported by the media and the left wing's talking heads. So he'll get away with it. But that is the biggest non-apology.
To make sure that I bend over backwards to try to understand how not to do that.
It's not hard. You got to bend over backwards to learn how to not molest somebody. I think I was taught this. I don't know. You know, when you're a little kid, sometimes you invade some personal space. And so, you know, your parents kind of tell you, hey, people don't like that. And you go, oh, okay. And then you live the rest of your life not molesting people. He needs to bend over backwards to learn to stop molesting people.
Pelosi wants you to say, I'm sorry that I invaded your space.
Sorry I invaded your space. I mean, I'm sorry.
Don't you understand who I am? So I invaded your space. Big whoop.
Sorry this happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry this happened because it's a real pain in my butt that I have to keep talking about this. That is your elitist politician right there to you on the left who are worshiping at the altar of the Joe Biden presidency. That is what he thinks about you. This is a new piece out by Campus Reform. And I mean, I almost just play their clips just out of principle. This probably isn't their most stunning, but it does show a little bit of problems for the left and Bernie Sanders, the millionaire socialist.
I'm Kevin Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're in the University of New Hampshire talking to students about recent revelations showing that Senator Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. Now, after years of ranting against the 1% and millionaires and billionaires, will students find it hypocritical that he himself is a millionaire? Let's talk to him and find out.
No.
Bernie Sanders is in first place right now in most polls of candidates who have announced. He says the problem with America is the ruling millionaire and billionaire class.
Millionaires.
Millionaires.
Millionaires and billionaires.
Millionaires and billionaires.
Millionaires and billionaires.
Millionaires and billionaires.
Came out in his tax returns that he is, in fact, a millionaire. Are you surprised to hear that?
Not at all. Not really. Not
and
at all.
Do you think it's hypocritical?
I do. I think it is very hypocritical.
I mean, I had no idea, but now that you say that, definitely. I mean, yeah, definitely.
Do you have a ton of extra money that you could be shoveling out, but you're going to take it away from people who might actually need it? That definitely sounds hypocritical to be advocating for those type of things, but also be a millionaire.
Like constantly preaching about, you know, the millionaires being the problem, but, you know, he himself is one. So I can definitely sympathize with that view.
Came out this week that he is a millionaire, actually, himself. His opponents are you surprised by that?
A little bit.
Why?
Doesn't seem like the type.
I think that a lot of these candidates have a ton of money.
Hey, he's right about that. That guy is right. Bernie Sanders does not seem like the type to be a millionaire because he's a train wreck. What could this guy possibly ever have accomplished that would yield him $1 million? I agree with him there.
And love to take away money from the middle class and like to say, well, you should be paying more taxes and rather than putting the blame on themselves.
Are you surprised by the fact that he's a millionaire?
Not really.
Why is that?
I don't know. He's just like a classic career politician. I feel like obviously he's got to be a millionaire.
Typically the ones.
I do like the cynicism of some of these millennials. They're on the right track.
In the top on the TV a lot tend to be, you know, pretty wealthy. So
do you think that's hypocritical?
Now, this guy nails it. And this is almost why I played this clip this long. This guy really gets it. You know, one of the most damaging things I've seen in the past, I don't know, maybe decade now, but particularly in the last few years, is the idea of the 1%. Democrats try to get you to really hate the 1%. The problem is not the 1%. The problem is the 0.001%, the elites that really snatch up the stuff. The Goldman Sachs CEOs, the defense industry insiders. That's who the problem is. It's probably a few thousand people at the tippy top that benefit from all this stuff. The 1% includes guys who went out and started a plumbing company and ended up being successful through hard work. They include like a dentist or a successful attorney. The 1% is not the problem. You should strive to be in the 1%. It's not really that out of reach for most people because it's so low. I don't know what it is. Income of maybe $200,000 a year, $250,000. I'm not sure what the line is now, but I hate that thing about the 1%. Occupy Wall Street had it totally wrong. They shouldn't have been targeting the 1%. They should have been targeting the 0.01%. And this guy nails it.
I believe so. I believe there's a misconception of the 1% in the United States. Everybody thinks the 1% necessarily is a very, you know, highfalutin majority of the population. But in reality, when you look at the top 1%, even 2% of the nation that he's considering talking about, it really comes down to some families that live in neighborhoods who are just, you know, higher upper middle class when it comes down to it. The 1% isn't this small majority that we think it is in reality.
There's a lot of social inequities created by the income gap. I mean, he's part of that.
He's the 1%, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't personally agree with anything he's talking about, but I don't really see that his personal wealth be a hindrance to any of his policies.
So there you go. At least the college kids are not falling for the Bernie Sanders thing. It is truly amazing. It's very interesting to have someone like Hillary Clinton, who's accumulated massive wealth through doing nothing but holding political offices. Bernie Sanders being a millionaire, preaching against millionaires. It is at least these kids get it. I don't know if the Democratic establishment that ends up putting up the next nominee will get it. When I come back, I may play a clip about this Baltimore mayor. I've wanted to do this story, but I don't know if I have enough time. I'm telling you, there's a scam going on in the book world. I'm sniffing it, but I can't really find the information I'm looking for. And then I've got a couple of just almost funny things from the left. We'll do that when we come back. Final segment, Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. All night
with the king. Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
right, final segment on this Friday. I got to say, I'm ready for it. I'll finish up with some... We all know what Saturday Night Live has devolved into, right? It is the chronically unfunny Trump derangement syndrome. It should be TDS Live rather than SNL Live. Or I guess it's just SNL. I'm repeating myself, aren't I? The L is for the live. But anyway. So what they do is they relentlessly attack Donald Trump. This is what they've become. They've turned off half of the country. They're chronically unfunny, but their entire mission now, well, that's an exaggeration. I try not to do that. A large part of their material is based on anti-Trump. Just about every single open to that show is some anti-Trump hit piece where they're making fun of him, everything from his physical appearance to the people he's around to the fact he's a Russian stooge. I mean, they relentlessly mocking Donald Trump. The Saturday Night Live star, this is talking about Pete Davidson, who is one of these who just loves to pile on Donald Trump. The Saturday Night Live star walked out of Stress Factory Comedy Club in Bridgeport, Connecticut on Monday after jokes were made about his famous exes on stage. Quote, "I'm sorry that we had to leave the show before I got to go on. The owner, Vinnie Brand, disrespected me and did something that I told him not to do," Pete Davidson said in an Instagram apology to ticket holders. Quote, "I can't perform under those circumstances." Davidson reportedly asked Brand not to go on stage beforehand, but the owner still walked out to deliver an allegedly sarcastic request that no one asked the comedian about his love life. In response, Davidson walked. Aww. He hurt his feelings. I mean, you know, I got to tell you, the snowflakes. I'm going to add this one to my Civil War stats. If the Civil War ever happens, between cuddle groups and Pete Davidson not being able to take a joke as a comedian, I think we're going to be okay. Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat, unveiled a plan on Wednesday to give every voter up to $600 in what she calls democracy dollars that they can donate to federal candidates for office. An exclusive interview with NBC News to discuss the rollout of her first major 2020 policy initiative. her first initiative is to give the American people money so that they can give it right back to the politicians. You know, like, it's essential. Why don't the politicians just take it straight from the Treasury? I mean, why do they need to include us? Gillibrand calls her clean elections plan would help reduce the influence of big money in politics. Yeah, she wants big government in politics rather than big business. Quote, "If you want to accomplish anything that the American people want us to accomplish, whether it's health care, is a ride, blah, 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 you have to take on the greed and corruption." Let's see. Under Gillibrand's plan, every eligible voter could register for vouchers to donate up to $100 in a primary election and $100 in a general election each cycle, either all at once or in $10 increments to one or more candidates over time. Each participant would get a separate $200 pool for House, Senate, and presidential contests for a total maximum donation of $600 for those federal offices. The government's going to give you a voucher so that you can give it to a politician. There would be strings attached for both donors and candidates. The money could go only to elections in the donor's state, although they could be used for House candidates outside the voter's district. Holy cow. Here's a good one. Here's a really good one. Transgender powerlifter Mary Gregory recently celebrated the feat of smashing four women's weightlifting records at the same event. What a shocker. But opponents cried foul since Gregory was born a man and only recently announced becoming a transgender woman. Competing at... Oh my God, this is where we are as a society. Competing at the 100% Raw Weightlifting Federation competition last weekend, Gregory set a series of records for women's weightlifting and won 9 out of 9 events. Gregory set records in Masters World Squat, Open World Bench Press, Masters World Deadlift, and Masters World Total, Yahoo Sports reported. Of course she did. Oh my gosh. This is where we are as a society. She went 9 for 9. Now, I got to tell you, this is what's stunning about some of the political alliances and cultural alliances we see. Think about all of these poor women who have been lifting weights and training. I work out. It's not easy. It's not always fun. They've been working out for years and years and years to rise to the top of their sport, only to have some dude waltz in and take them 9 for 9 and set records that no woman is ever going to reach again. And this is the hero of the left and the feminist. Went 9 for 9. I got to tell you, it is just bizarro world. Well, I'll have to leave you with that. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. I'm set to take a little bit of mental health time. I don't want to say that like a snowflake. I'm taking a vacation. I'll see you when I come back. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.